This is an Aero News Touch and Go for August 15th, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. Columbia Aircraft really appeared to have the train back on the rails. Now this. Columbia confirmed to ANN on Tuesday that about 300 workers have been furloughed, and more may be sent home soon, because Garmin has been unable to track down a bug causing attitude failure modes within the primary flight display on the G1000 avionics package used in the Columbia 350 and 400 aircraft. All units shipped from Garmin since May 1st are suspect. The problem limits aircraft operations to VFR only and causes an inability for Columbia to issue a certificate of airworthiness to customer specifications for delivery. A Columbia staffer noted that other manufacturers were also reporting problems in getting necessary deliveries of a critical component of the G1000, meaning they're in the same boat. Columbia President Juan Majid calls the supplier-driven interruption frustrating. Quote, "Our recovery plan was masterfully executed earlier this year, and deliveries have been proceeding on target. However, we simply cannot continue to complete and deliver new aircraft without the functionality and reliability that customers demand." Garmin, meanwhile, confirmed to ANN on Tuesday that it has stopped shipments of the G1000 primary flight display due to problems with its GRS-77 attitude heading reference system. Quote, "Internal system monitors detect a component failure in the GRS-77 that results in a continual red X of attitude information on the primary flight display. After communication with Garmin's OEM partners and the FAA, it was determined that in all G1000 installations, continued safe flight can be conducted with a standby attitude indicator and other available instruments. If pilots should experience a failure of the GRS-77 AHRS, they should follow standard procedures and refer to the standby attitude indicator," unquote. Garmin is publishing a service advisory to the field and states it is aggressively working with suppliers and OEM partners to resolve the issue and resume deliveries. The G1000 is widely used in several general aviation aircraft, including Cessna single-engine piston aircraft and the Citation Mustang light jet. Cessna tells ANN it has temporarily halted aircraft deliveries, but unlike Columbia, Cessna plans to continue with production. Engineers at NASA determined late Monday evening launch damage to the shuttle Endeavour poses no threat to crew safety or mission operations, and repairs are not necessary to ensure that the orbiter will survive re-entry into the Earth's atmosphere. NASA is discussing options for possible repair work to prevent possible heat-related structural damage that would complicate the ground turnaround for Endeavour's next flight. Engineers are expected to announce their decision on that mission on Wednesday. On Tuesday, the STS-118 astronauts installed a new stowage platform on the exterior of the International Space Station. The National Air Traffic Controllers Association tells ANN it's looking forward to the commissioning of Airport Surface Detection Equipment Model X at two sites this month. The union says the system is very effective in helping controllers prevent runway incursions. ASDEX will upgrade the ground radar systems at Chicago O'Hare and Charlotte Douglas International Airport. ASDEX uses a combination of surface movement radar, transponder multilateration, and ADS-B, or Automatic Dependent Surveillance Broadcast, to provide air traffic controllers with an accurate picture of the location and identity of aircraft and vehicles on the airport surface. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There, we'll tell you about these stories. Spectrum says it's ahead of schedule on the S-40 light jet. A senior citizen skydiver aims for a supersonic freefall. And the first hotel in space is scheduled to open in 2012. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, we'll wrap up Jim Campbell's conversation with Gary Beck of Delta Connection Academy with details on what's special about the Academy's training program. And if you haven't done so already, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.